this dark world below, in the land of the fallen, where dreams all fade at the ending of life's day, there is hope, there is peace for the soul downtrodden, in the one who is the true and living way.
Have you ever been waiting for words? And I'm talking about specific words. Words that you know when you hear them will give you a sense of peace, even if those words don't change your current condition. For example, a lot of people are waiting on the words, "We have a vaccine." These words do nothing for your current situation, but it would give us comfort to do some of the things that we've been wanting to do for months without fear. Well, today, we look at a verse of Scripture that should have such an effect on us. Please join me for a few moments today as we discuss the topic of comfort one another.
In this veiled realm below, in the land of the sightless, where truth lies hidden beneath a heart of stone, there is light for your path if you walk in the brightness of the one who guides us from his heavenly throne. Alleluia, Lord, we have seen your glory, the exalted Son in whose name we pray. Alleluia, Lord, by your grace and mercy, lead us safely home to live with you one day. Alleluia, Lord. Alleluia, Lord.
Quite often, words are not enough to comfort someone who is upset. The words, "I'm sorry," "I didn't mean it," or "I was just kidding," will only get us so far and usually are not enough to comfort someone after we have upset them. It will often take action to create comfort. However, in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 18, we are told, "Therefore, comfort one another with these words." These words must be pretty powerful to be able to comfort people. But if we look at the intended audience in verse 13, we can see just how powerful these words are. Paul tells the Thessalonians, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep." Well, that seems harmless enough, right? Well, a short word study on the word asleep, and we find out that these people that Paul is talking about are actually dead. The Greek word that is used here is kemao, and it is used in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 52, as well as Acts chapter 13 and verse 36. In Matthew 27, we read, "The tombs were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised." Verse 53 confirms that these bodies were coming out of the grave. There would be no reason for them to be in the grave unless they were previously pronounced dead. In Acts chapter 13, we read, "For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay." Again, David wouldn't undergo decay if he were not first dead. So when we talk about comforting one another with these words, we are trying to comfort people who have lost brothers and sisters to death. Now, do we understand how powerful these words are? One of the jobs that typically falls to a preacher is that of eulogizing those who have passed from this life. It can certainly be a difficult responsibility to undertake. I've been asked by people quite often, "What do I say to someone who has lost a loved one to make them feel better?" Or similar questions to that. My response is always the same. You can't say anything to make them feel better. But sometimes they just need you to be there. What I try to do is comfort them by staying out of the way as much as possible and allowing God's word to comfort them. So let's spend the rest of our time today looking at these powerful words of comfort. The first words come from the latter part of verse 13. It says, "So that you do not grieve as do the rest who have no hope." If someone dies in Christ, according to this verse, they have hope. Those outside of Christ are spoken of as those who have no hope. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonian brethren confirms this thought. Look at verse 8 of chapter 1. "Dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus." If you do not know God, or even if you know Him, but do not obey Him, Paul tells us that retribution is what is waiting for us. The only people we can comfort with these words are those who know God and are obedient to His Son. Because of that, we should be out telling everyone we know about God's Son and His plan for ours and their salvation. The next words that we can use to comfort others comes from verse 16. Paul says, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven." This is something every child of God should be anxiously waiting for. This will be the realization of everything will be worth it one day. We use that phrase all the time. But because of struggles and trials in our life, one day seems very distant. This will be the realization and the confirmation of everything that we have done and gone through. It is likely that when Paul is talking about those who have fallen asleep, he is at the very least referencing those who were put to sleep rather than dying of natural causes. Paul is reminding them that at the Lord's return, even those who lost their lives for the cause of Christ will have the understanding of it was all worth it. The next piece of comfort, again, comes from verse 16, where Paul says, "At the time of the Lord's return, the dead in Christ will rise first." Those who die in Christ will live again. Death, to humans, seems so final. But God's word is telling us it's more of a pause than a finality. They will live again. We need to be spreading this life-saving message to the world. What a comfort to know that we will see our loved ones again and that we ourselves can beat the second death through Christ. Finally, and maybe the most comforting of all, Paul says in verse 17, "And so we shall always be with the Lord." I have always said that the most frightening verses in all of Scripture are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 9. Where Paul says to those who do not obey or do not know God that they will be away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. So if being away from God's presence is the most frightening thought, then the most comforting thought has to be always being with Him. We need to make sure that when we pass from this life that we will always be with the Lord, or we will be without Him. To do that, we need to make sure that we know and obey Him now. So until next time, I encourage you to comfort one another with these words. Lord, blessed be Your name. You give and take away.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be Your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be Your glorious name.